Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us this evening on Fire to Inspire. Great evening to you as you're joining. Great evening to you. So, guys, if you're listening on the radio line, we are live on Facebook Live as well, so you'll hear me saying hello to people periodically. So, hello. Thank you for joining us. So, again, if you guys are listening in on the radio show, I am on Facebook Live as well, so you're not losing your mind. I am telling people hello and welcoming them as they're coming on. So, again, welcome to the broadcast. Hi, Kimberly. Hi, everybody. Great joining us this evening. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Tonight's topic is don't lose focus. So before we jump into the show, I want to thank our sponsors. We have some wonderful, wonderful sponsors, and we want to tell them that we're thankful and we're grateful for them. We have Ms. Valerie Lee, who is the founder and creator of Jesus on the Mainline Prayer CD. The CD was created and birthed from a 15 minutes with Him prayer line that she had for women. Well, anybody really, but it was catered to women. And that CD is available on Spotify, iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, Google Play, Tidal. We have April Graphics. They're your one-stop shop to your graphics, photography, and design needs. Anything from logos, hey, everybody, to banners, business cards, letterheads, newsletters, invitations, photo shoots, and websites. April Graphics is spelled A. P-H-O-G-R-A-F is in Frank, X is in X-ray. Unique Expression by Design with Miss Angelique Washington. She will make your ideas a reality, and she will take care of your custom ideas. Anything that you need customized, from pens, mugs, journals, she can get them customized for you and make them your thing. So it can go from an idea to bringing it to life. That is Unique Expression by Design. And you can go to uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. Now, all of our sponsors have Facebook pages, so you can go out and visit their Facebook business page. Three Hearts, One Beat, Inc. And Three Hearts, One Beat, Inc. promotes healthy hearts through coaching, training, and healing. Their motto is educate, train, care, and share. You can book CPR classes, seminars. They do coaching, as I said, and you can visit them at www.threeheartsonebeat.com, or you can contact them at 678-754-7703, and their Facebook page is Love, L-U-V, your three, the number three this time, in the word heart. So thank you to all of our sponsors. We have Inspired Jewels for you. Inspired Jewels, the number four, the letter U.com. You ladies and gentlemen, you can get your $5 accessories, ladies and gentlemen. $5 accessories, paparazzi accessories. Again, that is www.inspiredjewels, the number four, the letter U.com. And finally, Rise Hair and Beauty Bar, which is your one-stop shop to your hair care needs. Natural hair braids, relaxers, lock maintenance, sew-ins, quick weaves, makeup, lashes, and so much more. Call Roz at 404-599-3712 for your appointment today. And thank you, my cousin Michelle, who was able to take care of us in South Carolina for Mother's Day weekend. Thank you. I was not able to get in touch with my stylist because she was traveling as well. So thank you, Michelle, for taking care of the girl. All right, guys, so tonight's topic again, thank you to all of our sponsors. Tonight's topic again is don't lose focus. So you'll hear me talking to you guys. Hi, everyone. You'll hear me speaking to you, but you'll also hear me talking to the radio listeners that are listening in on the line. And we're going to be doing some dialogue toward the end of the broadcast in a few more moments. You can dial in and dialogue with us at 929-477-2178. Just going to give you some points that the Lord gave me. He said to remind them, or remind everybody, remind us, I put myself in the same boat, don't lose your focus. We are at the end of May. We are midway through 2018, and so many people are like, I set these goals, I set this and set that, but nothing's happening for me. Well, guess what? It is not time to lose focus. It's not time to look at the things that try to distract you. It's time to buckle down, time to buckle up, and it's time to get busy and just get, you know, readjust your focus. Reel it on back in and readjust your focus. So I have some scriptures for you. So if any of you who are able to type it, if you can just type in the scripture so people will have a point of reference. Our first scripture is going to be from Proverbs 4:25-27. And the New Living Translation reads as so. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet. Stay on that safe path. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet on from following evil. So that Proverbs 4:25-27 New Living Translation is telling us don't get sidetracked. Great evening to you guys. Don't get sidetracked. It's time to stay focused. So yes, things have happened. We're at mid-year, but don't get sidetracked by what you've seen. Don't get sidetracked by what you're currently seeing. Just get readjust your focus. You know, understand that some of those things are truly just mirages and coming as a distraction. Thank you, Angela, for posting that. Again, that was Proverbs 4:25-27. That was the New Living Translation. So, and I love in that scripture, it told us in that particular translation, don't get sidetracked, keep your feet straight, you know, stay focused. So great evening as you guys are joining us. So that is Proverbs 4:25-27. Now, the next one we're going to talk about is Job 22:22, and that one reads in a New Living Translation like this. Listen to his instructions and store them in your heart. So if God has placed something, great evening to you, Dr. Kishima. If God has placed something on the inside of your heart, it hasn't changed. So listen to the instructions that he's given you. And many of us have been so busy in our lives that we kind of get too busy to hear and to listen. So just get still enough to listen to the instructions, the way that he's directing you. So that, again, was Job 22:22, and that was a New Living Translation. Listen to his instructions and store them in your heart. Thank you again, Angela. Girl, you on top of that. All right, so that was New Living Translation version of Job 22:22. Now I'm taking the Proverbs 2:2, and it says, tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. So don't get caught up in your emotions and your flesh, because it's so easy to get sidetracked by what you're seeing and all the turmoil and things of that nature. But get caught up in being led by the Spirit and by wisdom. And, again, that one was Proverbs 2:2. And it says, again, New Living Translation says, tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding. Understand that you can't be moved by your emotions. Don't get moved out. Now I'm going to read to you that same scripture from Amplified Version. It says this, so that your ear is attentive to skillful and godly wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, seeking it consciously and striving for it eagerly. So again, striving for wisdom, not getting caught up in your emotions and this is what this feels like. Nah, emotions and feelings, shut it down. Not in this hour. You don't have time for that. All right, and then scripture number 4 we're talking about, 2 Corinthians 1:20, Amplified Version reads this, for as many as the promises of God in Christ, they're all answered yes, so through him we say our amen to the glory of God. So he gave you a promise, and you're going to continue to stand on that promise. You're going to see that. You're going to keep moving forward until you see that promise manifest. Amen. So until you see it manifest, you just continue to know that that promise is still yea and amen for you. And we're going to be talking about that is the scripture for that one. Now, sometimes when things aren't just, you know, going the way that we feel like they should go and, oh, woe is me, guess what? Some other things try to creep in, and guess what that is? That one is fear. But 2 Timothy 1:7 tells you, a new King James Version, it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind." So we can't get caught up again in emotions and allowing the things that we have seen or have are currently seeing to cause fear. No, we got to stay focused, seek wisdom, seek God's spirit to lead us and guide us. Because, again, your promise is still and yes and amen. And finally, the final scripture I want to give you on this one is Isaiah 26:3. The English translation reads this: "You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." Now, again, that's Isaiah 26:3, and that is the English Standard Version. But the New Living Translation reads this: "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you. I'll start over on that one. You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." So if you have your thoughts and your focus on God and the things that he's promised you, he's going to keep you in perfect peace. So don't get caught up again in those emotions. So, guys, we're going to open up the phone line. So if you want to have a discussion on the radio show with us and the phone line for my phone lines for my listeners to listen in, I want you to dial in at 929-477-2178 and press option 1. Now, if you're not near a phone, you can actually put some comments in here, and I'll read them to you, read them out to the listeners. But I actually want to have a dialogue now about what is God putting in your spirit, how he's moving in you to stay forward, because other people need to hear this. They need to stay focused. They need to hear how to stay focused so you can move forward in this hour. So I'm going to put you all on a quick hold while I check on the phone line. Again, that line is 929-477-2178, and press option 1. We're going to be bringing the callers on. For those who want to have, if you have comments, if you have if any of those scriptures spoke to you or anything that's on your heart concerning what we're talking about, don't lose focus. Or if God is directing you on being focused, you can help us out. Help some people out with how he's directing you. We want some real-life scenarios here, so bear with me as we bring on some live listeners. So bear with me for a moment. Press 1 if you want to share. That is 929-477-2178. We have our first caller. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. Who do we have with us this evening?
I'm thinking I might be the one, Aaliyah. This is Teresa Smith, your godmom.
Hi, Teresa. Yes, ma'am. You are our first caller. Amen.
Okay.
So tonight's topic is don't lose focus. So what is that speaking to you tonight? What do you want to share with us?
All right. For starters, Aaliyah, I wanted to share this scripture, Matthew 14:29, after Jesus had fed the 5,000 and he told his disciples to go and get in the boat, and they followed his instructions. So they were obedient. They were obedient
okay.
to what
yes.
Jesus did. And when Jesus walked on the water, they thought they saw a ghost. And that's when Peter said, he reached out and said, "God, you know, you, Jesus, you are out there. And if it be you, let me walk on the water." And he did. Peter walked on the
mm-hmm.
water, but Peter lost his focus. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because Peter was so
uh-huh.
concerned about the things that were around him. So the winds were still high. The wind was still blowing. So we can easily
yes.
get distracted by our surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
We can be obedient, but we can still get distracted. But one thing, when Peter and Jesus went in the boat, in the water sea, but I wanted to share an experience, a personal experience. For 33
okay.
years, I've been writing. I won't be long, Aaliyah, because it's a long story, but I'll make it short. For 33 years,
okay.
I've been writing stage plays, and I had
okay.
dreamed of having my plays at places other than just at the church, you know, where people would come and they'd really pack the church out and see what God had gifted me with. And finally, last year, God told me if I wanted to see something different and if I wanted to do something different, I had to step out of my comfort zone. So I did. We're talking 33 years later. But I didn't lose focus. I kept reading. And I kept obeying, kept trusting in God. And
just this April
21st and 22nd, God packed out two shows. And
yes,
the director of Port of Sanford came to me and asked, Teresa, how did you do this? Only thing I could say, I pointed north and said I didn't have anything to do with it. So I knew
Amen.
That I had to give God praise for what he did. But what I've been waiting for 33 years, and he did it. And for 7 months, I worked on this play 15 to 18 hours every day. And those 7 months were stress-free. Stress-free. You hear me? But
yes,
when
ma'am.
God told me to start working on that play in September, I said, God, I never worked on a play that long. But I followed his instructions, and I obeyed him.
Yes.
And I lost my focus for a split second on the day of the first performance because of other stuff that was going on around me. But I said I had to keep my peace, because I knew the one I was trusting in was the Lord God Almighty. And if he had kept me stress-free for 7 months, why would he bring me distress on April 21st?
On the day of the performance, right?
On the day of the performance. The stuff going on around me. Because people are not agreeing with each other, then they're bringing the problems to me. And I said, you know what? You guys have to handle that. And I walked away.
Wow.
But it's that we must maintain our sensibility and know and trust, and we must be obedient in God and everything he does for us. I'm done, Aaliyah, but I just wanted to bring that out.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, because, you know, many times people will have given up. You have been writing for 33 years and you've done it in, you know, churches and, you know, different organizations. But this time you were at the Port of Sanford Performing Arts Center. Not only did you do a show, you did two shows that were packed out. So kudos to you. That is a true real life testimony that I can attest to, because I was a part of the cast. So I give God praise for being able to be a part. So thank you again, and thank you for sharing with us tonight.
Yeah. Okay, you're welcome, Aaliyah. Thanks for having me.
Yes, ma'am. All right, guys, if y'all want to dial in to be a part of this discussion, you're dial in at 929-477-2178. Press option 1, and we will bring you live. So let me check on the next line. We actually have another caller holding. Welcome to On Friday Insta. Who do we have with us this evening?
Hi, Aaliyah. This is Jamie. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you this evening?
I am doing well. I just enjoyed listening to your last speaker, or your last caller. I enjoyed listening to her. And the first thing that came to my mind was the phrase, a delay is not a denial. A delay is not a denial. Reminds me of just something that I had been working towards, just like the last caller said. And I had been working towards that. I was prepping myself for it. I was going to school and getting the education and all of this stuff with this particular goal that I had. And the first few times that I applied for a job in that field, I didn't get the job. And somehow along the way, God was doing a work in me. He was building up my patience. He was taking away the emotionalism from me so that I could better deal with people and handle different situations. But if I had lost complete focus, I would not have been ready for what God was preparing me for. I would have been fighting if that makes sense. I would have been fighting against what God was preparing me for because I would have lost focus, if that makes sense.
So I
was calling just to say sometimes in our waiting, because that's what it is, a waiting period, we have got to stay focused.
Right.
We've got to stay in tune. And just like the other caller said, we've got to trust and know God's plan for our lives and our plans for our future. So I just want to call and say that a delay is not a denial, and it is most definitely important to stay focused and stay in tune to what the Holy Spirit is saying.
Amen. We definitely are delayed by the Spirit of God. Thank you so much for sharing. Appreciate it. All right. We have two callers that are sharing with us tonight, and they have been so great and on point. If you want to dial in and share with us, dial in at 929-477-2178. Press option 1. That way all of our radio listeners can hear you as well, and they'll be able to listen to the recording for those who are unable to listen live. So that number is 929-477-2178. You see it behind me. And so that's 929-477-2178 for those who are listening on the radio. You're like, you see it behind me. Yes, guys, I'm on Facebook Live. But we are talking about don't lose your focus. We're almost mid-year. I'm in just a couple of days. And, you know, some people are getting a little antsy, but it's not time to get antsy. It's time to readjust your focus and just get ready on in. So let me see if we have some more dialers. Again, it's 929-477-2178. Press option 1 if you want to come live with us and give us your feedback on, you know, anything that you want to talk about this, around this subject, whether it's something that's been said tonight already or what's on your heart. Here we go. All right, the others are acting like they're a little afraid. Again, if you want to share, it's 929-477-21, option 1. Amen. All right, I got some chats coming in, and the chats are also saying, all right, guys, so we got chats. And, guys, if you want to participate in the discussion via the comments, you can. I have chats coming in. One says, also in today's society, we can lose focus attending day-to-day affairs, work, family, and things of that nature. So that is so true. We can lose focus we can be so caught up in other things that we lose focus on family, or we can get caught up in family that we lose focus on what God has placed on the inside of us to fulfill. He's equipped you to be able to do it all. You just have to stay focused, be spiritually led and not emotionally led. I'm telling you, this is so key in this hour. You can't get caught up in your emotion. You can't get caught up in what you're currently seeing and people's behaviors and things of that nature. Get caught up in and led by the Spirit of God and allowing Him and wisdom to direct you. Because I'm telling you, you get caught up in your emotions if you want to. This is not the time for that. Bear with me. Let me check on the radio, people. See if anybody's being brave enough to press 1. Nobody's being brave. So we'll see. But, guys, tonight's topic, don't lose focus. The Lord actually gave me this topic this morning. So I set shows based on how the Holy Spirit lead me. And so I have guests that are lined up to actually be on the show. But, again, as God leads me, that's how I actually bring them on. So I give God praise. But, again, it is so key. Like Teresa said, if she had given up, you know, she's been writing plays for 33 years. She's been putting on plays at different churches and different organizations. But she said God opened up the door for her to go into Fort Sanford and do it at that time. And so she put on a two days of that show, and it was packed out. And I can attest to that because I was a part of the cast. I truly, truly enjoyed that. And your gifts will make room for you. Amen. So We got some more chats coming in. If you want to participate in the discussion via the radio, you can dial in at 929-477-2178. If you want to place a comment in the comment box here on Facebook Live, you can do that as well, and then I'll read it to the people on the radio. But I have some chats coming in. Let's see here. Some of the things that people are doing, what are you doing to stay focused? What's helping you stay focused? Some people have the right things down. What, do you have your goals written down? Do you have a vision board? What is it that you're doing to help you stay focused? Because if you don't have a plan, it's so easy to be misled, and especially if you have a lot going on in your life, it's so easy to just get sidetracked or distracted. So what is it that you're doing? Maybe that would be an easier question to ask some people to be able to add to what others can do, because your feedback may be able to help them. What are you doing? Do you have a planner? Do you have a vision board? Do you have anything written down to kind of help you stay focused? Do you have your goals written? Even if you don't have it in the format of, this is what I plan to achieve within 3 months and this whatever, if you don't even have it that detailed, you know, have it written out. Like Becca says, write the vision and make it plain. So I'm going to check in on some people. All right, so we got some people asking, how are you ensuring that you're staying focused on the promises of God? Are you seeking Him and asking Him, God, what am I doing the things that you place on the inside of me? And if not, then how am I, how can I live a purposeful life, a purpose-filled life? Because so many people are contacting me like, oh, yeah, you know what? I know that I'm called to more. And it's frustrating to go into a job that you just hate each and every day. And I remember when the Lord delivered me from the IT world, I would go to work, never had a migraine before in my life, and I would get to work, and I'd get a migraine. And it's like, what? Get home, I was fine. Or prior to going to work, I was fine. Get to work, had a migraine. So I know that that season had ended, that time was over. And I remember my guest said years ago, he said that his mentor asked him, he said, are you doing what you were born to do? Or are you doing what you learned to do? And it was obvious to me. Thank you for the heart, God. It was obvious to me that I was doing what I learned to do, and that was no longer my heart, my passion. It was something that I was good at doing, and I enjoyed doing for a time. But when that time was over, it wasn't about the money anymore. It was about living a purposeful, fulfilling life. So, guys, we want to discuss some things that have helped you stay focused or things that are helping you. You can dial in at 929-477-2178. Or you can post it right here in the chat, and I will read it to our guests. Again, some people are saying I keep a log. Some people say I do the vision board, and I stay focused on the vision board. I look at it daily. Some people actually write post-it notes on their mirrors, places that you're going to go back and see things. Are your goals written somewhere? What is it that you're doing to help you stay focused on the things that God has placed on the inside of you? Ways to take over. Okay, so here's the thing, Radio World. I have a person that posted, speak on ways to overtake emotions and not allow them to control you. Great, Angela. So when you have all kind of things just popping off in your life, you got to seek your word to stay out of the emotions and get into the spirit. Because here's the thing, just like we feed our bodies physical food, our spirit man needs to be fed. So you got to get in your word and let him guide you. Let him speak to you. And many times when you have turmoil going on, I'm going to tell you what I personally do. I open up the book and say, okay, God, I need you to speak to me. I need a word from you. And many times I'll go to a scripture and I'm like, ooh, thank you, Lord, I needed that. Because if we are so spiritually malnutritioned, for lack of a better word, we can get caught up in those emotions and we can allow fear and everything else, the frustrations and the disgust and everything else to just take over. But if we just feed our spirit man, that will help us readjust our focus and get so caught up in him. Don't get caught up in your feelings and your emotions. Get caught up in him. And that word will kind of readjust your focus and kind of reel you on back in, so to speak. So thank you for that comment, Angela. Thank you so much. You know, because we do need to know, how do we readjust our focus? How do we stay grounded? You can't stay grounded in something. Reading the scripture a day, about the promises of God. Thank you, Onai. Onai says, reading a scripture a day about the promises of God, reminding yourself, because many times you have to talk to self. You have to be your own biggest cheerleader. You know, you have to talk to self and say, hey, self, what is it that I'm doing to give God glory with my life? Because here's the thing, he's put a lot of stock in me. Is he getting the feedback and the, what's the word I'm looking for? The return. Is he getting a good return on the investment that he's made into me? God is giving you, he's made a big investment in you. Is he getting a big return? Are you doing what he's calling you to do in this hour? You know? And I remember my pastor, Apostle Kevin Leggett said that one day, and I was like, you know what? I love that. He's made a great investment in you. Is he getting his return back? Are you just sitting on your gifts? Are you just, you know, just being stagnant and lazy because you're like, oh, I get to it. Mm-mm. No more time for that. It's time to get serious about the things that God has got. It's time to be serious about the things that God is calling you to. Because here's the thing. There's someone that's waiting. There is someone that's waiting to see you do what you're called to do. And so they can say, you know what? She has or he has the same background that I had. He had the same things that he went through, or she had the same things that she's went through. So what is it? All right, another person did her feedback, and she said sometimes she does a fasting. When she goes on a fast, that gives her clarity. So that may work for you as well. I know me personally, I'll go on a fast in a minute. Okay, God, I need to hear from you. So I go on my word, I go on a fast, and I'm getting clarity because as I pass that plate up, I'm getting more clearly. I'm hearing more, you know, my hearing is a little keener. And then, so yes, someone's asking, would you recommend a sabbatical? Whatever is working to you, for you, like some people be like, well, I can't give up food. Well, what is it that you can give up? If you want to see something different, you got to be willing to do something different. So if you're saying, I got to have my chocolate every day, then can you give up that chocolate for 3 days? Can you give up that chocolate for a week? What is it that you're willing to give up to see a long-term change? Or, you know, some people like, I love vegetables. Some people that may be hard for them. That may be a stretch for them. But what is it that you can sacrifice for a short period of time? Maybe you want to do 12 hours to start out. Maybe you want to do a day. I don't know. But for those of you who are you know, fasters that can do that, you might want to do 3 days a week, whatever. You know, you want to do just vegetables, or if you're a person that loves vegetables, that may not be a stretch for you. What is it that'll be a stretch for you? So, you know, what is it that you can do to help you with your clarity? So, guys, we're talking about staying focused. So as you're joining us, hello, welcome to On Friday Inspire. And we're talking about staying focused. We're not losing the strength. We're not losing. We're not growing weary. No, we're getting stronger and we're moving in the things that God is calling us to in this hour. So welcome to the show. What is it that you're doing to stay focused? If you're wanting to dial in and share verbally, you can dial at 929-477-2178. Press option 1, and I'll bring you live. If you want to make a comment here in the comments box, I will actually read it to the radio listeners. So I'll be right back. Let me check on them. Guys, we are still on Facebook Live. So if you're on, we are on Facebook Live talking about don't lose your focus. So we're talking about what is keeping you grounded, what can keep you grounded. Again, we talked about, some people talked about fasting, a vision board, journal. We talked about getting in your word. So what is it that's keeping you grounded, what's keeping you focused, what's keeping you from losing sight of the promises of God? Because your promises are still yea and amen. And our timing isn't his timing, but at the same time, you can't give up if you didn't see it happen today and that was your focus. It takes discipline to stay focused. No discipline, no focus. Amen. It takes discipline. It does. Thank you for the comment. So if you are not focused, you're not disciplined, you're definitely not going to be focused. So what is it that you're doing to even stay disciplined? I mean, is it that hard for you to give up that cup of coffee one day? Is it that hard for you to give up that chocolate one day? What is it that you can do to stay focused? What is it that you do to stay focused? So I tell you guys, this topic tonight has been so beautiful. If you're joining us late, we have some scriptures that we talked about, and we had some people post them for us, so you can go back and look at the comments. We talked about understanding that your promise is still yea and amen. We had a guest that shared that she had been waiting for 33 years. She'd been putting on plays, so she's been seeing the fruit of her labor, and she's been seeing the promises manifesting. But to really, really see it in the glory of, in God's glory, she was able to put on a 2-day packed house performance at the Port of Sanford Performing Arts Center just last month. Actually, it was a month ago, yesterday and today, a 2-day performance. Recognize that they are distracting, recognizing the things that are distracting and being mindful. Okay. Another person said, recognizing the things that are causing your distractions or being a distraction to you and being mindful of those. So, again, you know the things that distract you. You know sometimes you can be so focused, okay, I'm going to do this today. And you set your goals. And then you get a phone call from someone to say, hey, let's go do this. Well, what was it that you truly had set out to do today? Is the thing that they have you wanting to do, is that getting you closer to your goal or farther away from your goal? You got to make that decision. All right, Angela says, can't get weary. We will reap if we faint not. I have to tell myself this every day. Amen. Amen. We can't grow weary, not in this hour. Not time to grow weary. It's time for us to get our second wind for the second half of the year, because it is time to do it. So, guys, I'm so excited for you, for what God is doing for you, what he's doing in you. I'm telling you, when the Lord put this topic on my heart, I was like, really, Lord, you give it to me today? No wonder you wouldn't allow me. But, you know, when God is trying to take you into another place, you got to be so sensitive and be still enough to hear it. Amen. Amen. So, great evening to everyone that's joining. Thank you for joining us. Again, the topic is don't lose focus. So, as you are going to wrap up this year of 2018, stay focused on the promises. Stay focused on the goals and the things that God has placed on the inside of your heart. I don't care if it's been a year. I don't care if it's been 10 years. Just like our caller, she said it had been 33 years she's been doing this, but she did not give up. She said, God, I trust you. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. And even in a smaller capacity, she saw it, and she kept pushing. She kept doing it. And she had packed houses even in the church capacity. She had one show at one of the churches a couple of years ago with 300 people at that one show. I mean, she saw the fruit of the labor, but now she actually passed out Performing Arts Center. A two-day show. She did, and so she didn't give up. And God honored her obedience. It's about walking in obedience. It's not about walking in your emotion. It's not getting caught up in your emotion and all of that stuff being led by that or allowing distractions and hindrances. No, get caught up in what God is saying to you. Follow his instructions. Being led by wisdom, I'm telling you, in this hour, that's what you want to do. So if you joined us late, you can go back and look at the comments, because the scriptures that we have everything based upon are in there. If you are listening live through the radio broadcast, guys, the recording will be available within the next 5 minutes once the show is wrapped up. So we are here every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God gave me this assignment December 9th, 2014, and every single week I'm on here. The only time I think we missed was when I was at Devil Ward, because that was live. And I think we had technical difficulties one night. But other than that, within the last 3.5 years, we're on each and every week. And that's about not to boast and brag, but to understand that you, how serious you take your assignment to be. If God has placed something on the inside of you, come hell or high water, you got to move forward in the things that he's calling you to. Because, again, somebody's waiting on you. When I used to give God all these excuses about why I can't do this, because this is new to me, I'm IT, and da 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 da. God said, I just need you to be obedient. I just need you. He said that there were too many lies tied into my obedience. And as I've done the show and as I've gone places and have spoken, I've had people tell me I was suicidal before I met you. You don't know what you've spoken into me. You just really don't realize that you resuscitated me. And I give God all the glory, not of anything that I do. It's him and me. And so it's all about you doing what he's calling you to do, because you never know what your obedience will do for someone. It has saved the lives of several. You know, one young lady, I was at an event, and she said, I'm not even from here. I'm from Orlando. And I came to this event to support a family member of hers that invited her. And so I was speaking at that event, and she said, you just don't know. She said, just 3 months ago, I tried to commit suicide. And I was like, whoa. And she said, you to my spirit, you spoke to my heart. And I tell y'all, it's nothing like hearing people talk to you and just get transparent like that, you know, because you're sitting there saying, but God, and God's saying, but I just need you to do. I'll give it to you. I just need you to, your willingness. I just need you to be obedient. And out of your obedience, I'm telling you, he'll bless you every time. He will bless you each and every time. I'm telling you, he will. I had the opportunity this past weekend to MC the Mom Biz Boss Conference, Women's Conference. And that thing blessed me, y'all. I didn't know the ladies. I only knew my two friends that I had invited and the lady that invited me that was the one of the hostesses. And other than that, I didn't know anybody. And at the lunch table, see, God is so strategic in what he does. He had me at the lunch table with five women. Now, if you know numbers, five is the number of grace. And the Lord says, say this. And I'm like, okay, Lord. So I shared some things that was on my heart with the ladies. And then he said, there's a piece in my book on Friday Inspired. Because, see, this was birthed out of a book first before the show came out. And so he said, now share with them the chosen one. And I'm telling you, that thing blessed me just like it blessed them. Because two of them, one of them's eyes filled with water, and the other one's tears just falling. And she said, you don't know how much I needed that. So what I'm telling you is, it's out of your obedience. It's out of your willingness to obey what he's placed on the inside of you. It's time for you to walk in the fullness of what he's giving you. I'm telling you, there's no amount of money that someone can give you that will give you the fulfillment of living a life of purpose. There's nothing like it, I'm telling you. So walk in the things that he's placed on the inside of you. It's time to give birth to that thing. That's my nickname. You know, everybody call me Miss On Fire to Inspire, but I've nicknamed myself the Purpose Midwife. And as the Purpose Midwife, I tell you, it's already on the inside of you. God has already given it to you. So what I do is I tell you to push, because it's time to come out. Push, because it's on the inside of you. You've already been validated. You've already been accepted. You've already been confirmed. So push, because it's time to get it done. It's not time to grow weary. It's time to press the ignition. It press the acceleration and move forward. So I'm going to wrap up with this, guys. It's not time to be sidetracked by what you see or have seen in the past. It's time to buckle down with this focus, with laser focus in this hour, and it's time to go into overdrive and move forward full speed ahead. I'm Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire, the Purpose Midwife. I love you guys. We'll be back same time next week, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, On Fire to Inspire. Remember, don't lose focus. It's time to move forward. Love you guys. Have a blessed night and a blessed week. Guys, if you are on Fire to Inspire on the radio show, we just ended the Facebook Live. I give God praise for you joining us tonight. Thank God for each and every one of our sponsors as they've joined as well. I'm telling you guys, tonight's topic was all God. It was not me in any sense of the word. It was all God, and I just so give him praise. God is so faithful, and he's so beautiful. And it's time for us to walk in all that he's given us. There's so many people, there's so many people that are living beneath what God is saying. And he said, no, somebody needs you. They need to hear you. They need to hear what I'm saying. And in this hour, if you're led by his spirit, I'm telling you, you're going to bless many. So many are going to be blessed. So we just ended the Facebook Live, guys. We're going to go ahead and end the show here on the radio show. I love you guys. Remember, it's time to press forward with that laser focus, full speed ahead. Thank you again to all of our sponsors, Jesus on the Main Line, Prayer City by Valerie Lee, Aphograph is APHOGRAF is in Frank, X is in X-ray. Unique Expression by Design. Thank you so much. Three Hearts, One Beat, Inc. Thank you. Inspired Jewels, the number for you.com. Thank you. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. Thank you. Everyone that has fallen into this organization, Mr. Devon Hines was a recent sponsor this week. We'll be getting the flyer and everything for his play that's coming up in August. Thank you so much to each and every sponsor that has sponsored and fallen into this fruitful ministry. I thank God for you, and I pray blessings upon your business as you've sown, your business, your service, your product, as you've sown into this fruitful ministry. Thank you again for dialing in tonight. Love you guys, and we will talk to you next week. Same time, same place. I am fire.